One Billion Rising is an initiative of Eve Onsless, who created the Vagina Monologues. This is the third year of One Billion Rising, and this year the theme is Rising for Justice, and that's why we chose to have the panel that we have at the Shelter Concert.
What's the 1 billion, though?
1 billion is one in three women in the world will know some form of domestic violence in their lifetime. So it's 1 billion women all over the world.
And what does your organization do?
My organization is under the umbrella of Family Woodstock, Inc. It's called the Washburn House, and we're a battered woman shelter for women and children. We have 17 beds, and we've been there since 1980. And we also have non-residential services, which is a support groups for women when they leave the shelter or if they never came to the shelter. And we have children's groups. We have a food pantry. We do education and outreach in the community. And we are it for Ulster County. We are the domestic violence services for Ulster County.
Are people safe if they've been abused when they come to you?
Yes, we keep them safe. And we have a safe house. It's a confidential location. We have an alarm system. Usually people do not come to the shelter. I've done this work for 27 years, and I can count on one hand how many men have come to the shelter. And if they do come to the shelter, they're usually sorry. They want their family back, or they're not looking to cause problems. But we also have a direct line to the police. And if we press that red button, the police show up. So women are safe when they come to our shelter.
Now, this is a very bad problem. I mean, people could get murdered here.
Yes, yes, definitely. And each year there are women that get murdered.
Renee Follette?
Yes.
So what do you do?
So at Graysmith House, we have about 11 different programs. We have shelters, exactly the way Kathy described her shelter. We also do a lot of outreach into the community. We have employees that work in child protective services, in family court. We have Latina programs. We have therapy programs for children who have been exposed to domestic violence. And our newest program is a teen dating violence prevention program. So we work in all of the school districts, all 13 throughout Dutchess County.
What do you do in the teen dating violence?
We talk to them about bullying, sexting, teen dating violence, abuse in relationships, all of the taboo subjects that come up. And the point of those conversations is to really to cultivate bystander intervention, a shift in our social paradigm so that people know how to interact, interfere, support victims who are experiencing this rather than do exactly what has perpetuated domestic violence in our culture, which is to look the other way when it happens.
We're paying much more attention to gay rights now.
Yes, I love it.
And I wonder, I mean, are men in some relationships are abused?
I'm so glad you're asking this question. Kathy and I are both on something that's called the New York State LGBTQ Network, and we're both on what's called the Shelter Access Committee of that network. And we're very concerned that particularly gay men, but people from the LGBTQ community, think that when they're in these types of relationships that services are not available for them and that they can't call police for help, they can't call us for help, but that's not true at all. We're very concerned about people in marginalized communities, not only men, of course, gay men, heterosexual men, transgender, but also people who English is not their first language, people who are immigrants in our country who think that the laws are not intended to protect them. So that's an excellent point that you make. Yeah.
Kathy, do you have a personal reason for feeling so committed to this?
Yes, I do. 28 years ago, I myself was a victim of domestic violence.
And you're passionate about making sure this doesn't happen to
people. I'm very passionate about what I do. After that, I decided that's what I wanted to dedicate my life to. And I'm very passionate in helping create a nonviolent world.
Do you think it's easier for you to do this work because you were a victim?
No. I think people can still have passion for the work and not be a victim. I also think that everybody knows someone that has been a victim. It may be their daughter, their sister.
Sure.
You know, it's someone in their family. It could even be their child's teacher. You know, everyone knows someone in this day and age, if you look.
How important is it that we, to either of you, how important is it that we find people in the criminal justice process who are willing to prosecute?
Very important. That's the way that we're going to keep the women safe, if we can put the abuser in prison, That's another way of keeping them safe and also making them feel validated that they're heard, that this is taken seriously. You know, domestic violence is a crime. And
indeed. Renee, are you satisfied that things are getting better as far as prosecution goes?
Things are getting better. I think one problem that we have is that our community isn't educated enough around the issue. So when juries are selected, for example, there's still an enormous amount of victim blaming that's happening. And
victim blaming means she was asking
for it.
Yeah.
If she didn't do it, then he wouldn't have to, and that whole scenario.
Why didn't she leave?
And that's exactly where a movement like this shelter concert comes in. This is a real moment of education for our community and for the many people in our community that are future jurors to hopefully make more informed decisions.
Our wonderful Natalie Merchant is with us. We feel a particular closeness with Natalie, who has always been a big part of this radio station.
Part and of the family, Alan.
Yeah,
you're stuck with me.
It's a family. And Natalie, this is something you feel strongly about.
I do. And I didn't realize how strongly I should feel about it until last year at this time when I went to the One Billion Arising event in Kingston. And I was confronted with the scale and scope of the issue on a local level. I was thinking 1 billion rising worldwide, I'm going to go there and hear about initiatives for women in the third world that are being abused or victims of rape and war or whatever. And I was confronted with the fact that 32 women had been, women and children, had been victims of homicide in my region in the last 15 years. And I didn't know any of them. I didn't know of any of those murders. And I thought, where is the public outcry? Where is it? And I felt like, well, there might not be public outcry because people don't know about it. And my job as a communicator and a broadcaster and a creator of events and now films, because I directed and produced the film, I, as a creator of and participant in the media, could get this message across to people.
When you wake up in the morning, you obviously have these passions we've talked about. I mean, you've been the leader in the anti-fracking movement. You have 1 billion rising. You could go out and just make a lot of money. What is
it? I could
it
get more sleep. That's my thing. The other day, my daughter said, okay, Mama, after shelter, is that when we're going to relax? And she said, are you going to find something else wrong with the world? And then we're not going to sleep for another 6 months. Because she sees me, she wakes up in the middle of the night and sees me in my room with a computer at 3 o'clock in the morning, writing emails or designing DVD covers or whatever I'm doing. But I feel like it's my responsibility as a community member. This is my skill set. And I felt so privileged to be able to offer this to Renee and to Kathy and to their organizations, an event that people would actually attend.
That's why we love you. Let me ask you about the event. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, we're going to premiere the film, and then there'll be this really engaging panel discussion followed by a community discussion, because I'm lugging my microphones and PA system into the building so that community members can stand up and ask questions. And we've invited a heavy hitter list of community organizers and elected officials, and we're hoping that this will become an annual event of asking people to come up with creative solutions and then seeing if they actually are able to achieve them. And, you know, it's a day of accountability for me that I'd like to be a part of every year going forward.
Day of accountability?
Well, if people claim that once they're aware of the problem, I think this is going to be our day of witnessing on Friday. And then once we've all witnessed it, I think that we have to vow as a community to address this issue. And I think accountability, and that next year, I'd like to ask, well, have we instated these programs? Do we have, like, one of the things we discovered is that Dutchess County has so many more programs for protecting victims.
Than Ulster, you mean?
Than Ulster. Mm-hmm. And that the district attorneys who handle special victims cases, which are sexual and domestic violence cases, that they want to pattern. Ulster wants to pattern itself after Dutchess and have some of these programs. One is the victim notification program, and there'd be one less homicide in Ulster if we had had one in place, because a woman in Stone Ridge had her husband arrested. He paid his own bail with a credit card and came home and shot her and murdered her. That wouldn't happen in Dutchess because the police department has to notify the victim when the perpetrator has been released from custody. That's a really simple change that we could see made by next year. So that's the sort of accountability that I would like to see.
Yeah. You know, some programs in New York and other places in the city have so-called court watchers who go to make sure that things are followed through on and to basically be there for those people who are on the wrong end of this. Let me ask you a question, Natalie. I've been at concerts of yours where there have been some very strange people getting up and yelling and carrying on. Just takes one. Does that help motivate you in terms of what you're doing here?
Well, I've been a victim of stalking several times in my life.
Sure.
And so when I hear these stories of women who don't feel safe in their own home, I've experienced that. And these are women who've had relationships and marriages with these people. And my situation is just someone who imagines we have a relationship. I actually had to move once because of a situation. So that I think that that is one of the only ways that I can empathize in many ways. But it's the only way I can try to put myself in the situation. But I had the resources to move, and many of these women don't. It's been quite an education working with Kathy and Renee, and the one thing that they tell me is that shelter is the last resort for women. You'd rather go stay with a family member, you'd rather be able to go move with your own resources, but because of financial inability.
So just take 1 minute and tell me about the DVD itself.
We created 1,000 copies of this DVD initially to give away at this event. This is a film that was created with volunteerism and a small grant that Renee was able to secure from, it was the Criminal Justice Department,
DCJS,
right?
Yes.
And which is very generous of them. It was made very inexpensively because of all the volunteer work, and it's made to be given away.
Do you sing on it?
It was a concert that I was musical director for. I sing on it, Simi Stone, Yongchen Lamo, who's a Tibetan singer and a friend of mine for over 20 years who now lives in the Hudson Valley, sings in it. And the musical performances are intercut with speeches given by different advocates and prosecutors and survivors of domestic violence and family members of people who didn't survive domestic violence. But it's in the same model as Dear Governor Cuomo. I really feel like I'm pioneering this new form of protest.
That's the anti-fracking DVD.
Right.
Quite impressive.
But that it's a multimedia experience where we present visuals and music and spoken word. And all the music that is contained in the performance is in some way relevant to the topic. So it gives people an opportunity to take in the information and then internalize emotionally. It's such a highly charged emotional issue, and it's overwhelming. Kathy and Renee tell me all the time, people don't want to talk about this. You can clear a room really quickly when you start talking about domestic violence. It's so unpleasant.
If one out of every three women have experienced this, then you better believe that there are some basically men on the other side who don't want to hear about this.
Well, one of the shocking statistics that I was exposed to is that domestic violence kills more women in the United States every year than car accidents. It's one of the leading causes of death in America, is being murdered by your intimate partner.
Well, I'm sorry we have to leave it there, but we have been speaking with Kathy Welby Moretti from the Washburn House in Ulster County, Renee Follette, the executive director of the Grace Smith House in Dutchess County, and of course, our own Natalie Merchant. Again, you can join Natalie and a panel of experts this Friday, February 14th at 9:30 a.m. at the Old Dutch Church, Bethany Hall, 272 Wall Street in Kingston, New York, for the premier public screening of Shelter, a concert film to benefit victims of domestic violence. For more information, you can head to 1BillionRising, that's one word, 1BillionRising.org. Natalie, Kathy, and Renee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you,
Alan.